This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is considering reallocating nearly $15 million toward Mayor Mike Johnston's response to homelessness. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
The nearly $15 million up for consideration this week includes money from the city's Coronavirus Emergency Response Fund, interest earned on federal pandemic recovery money, and leftover funds from a capital improvement project. The money will go towards Johnston's House 1000 program, which aims to bring people living in encampments into pallet shelters, hotel-style rooms, and long-term housing. The overall plan is estimated to cost $50 million. City Council will vote on the funding bills in the next few weeks. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
State money could keep Colorado's national parks open even if the federal government shuts down this weekend. Governor Polis is looking for ways the state could step in financially, which the state has done in the past. Polis said letting parks close could hurt businesses in nearby cities. A cybersecurity firm is expanding to Colorado Springs. Infinity Labs says it's bringing 60 jobs to the area that pay an annual salary of $130,000. It's part of an uptick in tech jobs coming to the Pikes Peak region. The state counts more than 2,300 new tech jobs announced for Colorado Springs in the last year. Starting in January, travelers can fly directly from Denver to Monterrey in Mexico. Flights from Denver International will run Thursdays and Sundays. Travelers can already book flights online from the budget airline Viva Aerobus. This is CPR News and KRCC.